Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Well, thank you for joining us for... Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Edward Looney, and I'm delighted to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass with all of you today from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day and for your Sunday obligation. Ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest, said Jesus to his disciples. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us humbly ask the Lord for his mercy and peace as we call to mind our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done, and what I have failed to do. Through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who will to provide shepherds for your people, pour out in your church a spirit of piety and fortitude to raise up worthy ministers for your altars and make them ardent yet gentle heralds of your gospel. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Yeah.
Amen. A reading from the first letter of St. Peter. Beloved, concerning the salvation of your souls, the prophets who prophesied about the grace that was to be yours searched and investigated it, investigating the time and circumstances that the Spirit of Christ within them indicated when it testified in advance to the sufferings destined for Christ and the glories to follow them. It was revealed to them that they were serving not themselves but you with regard to the things that have now been announced to you by those who preached the good news to you through the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things into which angels longed to look. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, live soberly, and set your hopes completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Like obedient children, do not act in compliance with the desires of your former ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, be holy yourselves in every aspect of your conduct, for it is written, "Be holy, because I am holy." The word of the Lord.
Thanks
be to God. The Lord has made known his salvation. The Lord has made known his salvation. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. His right hand has won victory for him, his holy arm. The Lord has made known his salvation. The Lord has made known his salvation. In the sight of the nations he has revealed his justice. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. The Lord has made known his salvation. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into song. Sing praise. The Lord has made known his salvation. Cleanse my heart and my lips, Almighty God, that I may worthily proclaim your holy gospel. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia,
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Peter began to say to Jesus, "We have given up everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come. But many that are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. For the words of the gospel, may your sins be wiped away. Well, today in our first reading from the first letter of St. Peter, St. Peter writes, "Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, live soberly, and set your hopes completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." It seems that these words, although not always read the day before Ash Wednesday, are quite appropriate as we prepare for the Lenten observance that begins tomorrow. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind. It's a phrase of preparation in a sense. And so today, even though we have Fat Tuesday, Shrove Tuesday, we are getting ready, preparing our minds for what tomorrow will bring. A day of fasting, a day of abstinence, a day in which we begin to make small sacrifices in our life, when we take on more prayer. And so hopefully maybe already we have kind of a good idea how we're going to observe Lent and how we're going to keep Lent holy for ourselves. So there's a sense of preparation of our mind and our heart as we set out to celebrate the season of Lent for 40 days. And then St. Peter wrote, "Set your hopes completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." And so really, as we enter into the Lenten season tomorrow, we remember the fact that the Israelites, they wandered in the desert for 40 years that Moses did, that we remember that Jesus for 40 days was in the desert, and there he confronted temptations by the evil one. And so we have that pattern of our Lenten observance. And so the grace that Lent brings to us ultimately is the realization that at the end of Lent, on Good Friday, that Jesus dies for us. The grace is salvation, the grace is redemption, and then also with Easter Sunday, the grace is hope of eternal life. And so that's what our Lenten celebration and observance is all about, realizing this grace that we are afforded by Jesus himself. Secondly, then, in terms of this grace, maybe during the Lenten season, we say, well, I want to ask the Lord for a certain grace in my life. Maybe you've noticed a way that you've gone wayward, and so daily you can petition the Lord our God, well, give me the grace to be more charitable in my speech. Give me the grace to be more pure in heart, or whatever grace it is that you might be asking for. Use the Lenten season as a time that you can set your hope completely on the grace that Jesus wishes to offer us. Then St. Peter goes on, "Like obedient children, do not act in compliance with the desires of your former ignorance. But as he who called you is holy, be holy yourselves in every aspect of your conduct." He talks about former ignorance. Okay, well, that's coming to realize, well, this is my old self, and now in Lent I'm going to put on my new self. I'm going to be holy in my words and in my thoughts. I'm going to be holy in my actions. And so to seek the things of God, be holy in every aspect of your conduct. So maybe as we examine our consciences during the season of Lent, we ask, well, is my conduct, was that a holy action? Was this set apart for God or not? Did I turn away from God? Lent is a time that we can try to be holy as the Lord our God is holy. Then we go from our first reading that St. Peter offers us from this first letter that he wrote to the gospel, which Peter began to say to Jesus, we have given up everything and followed you. And so maybe when it comes to that midpoint of Lent, we'll be saying, Lord, I've given this up for you, and I don't know if I want to do it anymore. And so there we pray for that grace of perseverance. We know that Lent is a season of sacrifice, of renunciation, of saying I'm denying myself this out of love for God and for whatever intention or whatever it is that you might be praying for. And as Peter says that we have given up everything, and we think about what we're giving up in the next 40 days, well, he also says, we've given up everything and followed you. So maybe we consider how it is that we can better follow Jesus in our daily life, how we can heed what he has taught and follow what he wants us to do, that we might follow him and accomplish his will. This season of Lent, as we embark on it tomorrow, today is a day of preparation for us to already begin to ask God for the graces that we desire from its observance, so that we might become holy and know all that Jesus did for us. Let us now pray to our Heavenly Father, lifting up our prayers of petition. We pray for our Holy Father, Pope Francis, and all bishops and priests, and for an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood and religious life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all members of the Church, as we approach this Lenten season, that we are graced with a true knowledge of our sinfulness and seek the loving mercy of Jesus, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace in the world and especially for an end to the conflict in Ukraine, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who work in the pro-life movement, especially for all those involved in 40 Days for Life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of Beth Groshek in thanksgiving for her 10 years of service to Relevant Radio, and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
O Lord our God, we stand before you this day with open hands, ready to receive what it is that you wish to offer us, with open hearts to receive your love, with open ears to receive your words. Help us this day to follow all that you ask us to do through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. With humble spirit and contrite heart. God, wash me. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept this sacrifice at your hands. Look kindly, we pray, O Lord, on the prayers and offerings of your people, that the stewards of your mysteries may grow in number and persevere always in your love, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, creator of the world and source of all life. For you never forsake the works of your wisdom, but by your providence you are even now at work in our midst with mighty hand and outstretched arm. You led your people Israel through the desert, and now as your church makes her pilgrim journey in the world, you always accompany her by the power of the Holy Spirit and lead her along the paths of time to the eternal joy of your kingdom. Through Christ our Lord, and so with the angels and saints, we too sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously to make holy these gifts that we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension to heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and this living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession, your presence, we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, with the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people that you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but in the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. By this we came to know the love of God, that Christ laid down his life for us. So we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. For those of you watching or listening, this would be a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. us pray. Renewed with the bread of the heavenly table, we entreat you, O Lord, that through the sacrament of charity, the seeds you sow with great abundance in the field of your church may come to maturity, so that many may make it their choice in life to serve you and their brothers and sisters through Christ our Lord. Well, thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central for the Family Rosary Across America. And coming up next, join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. O Lady of good health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Join me in singing All Creatures of Our God and King, number 410. All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. Oh, praise him, oh, praise him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.